You're listening to SBS News.
Like many countries overseas, the United Kingdom is locked down to curb the spread of coronavirus infections. A jump of 381 deaths in a day is Britain's highest daily coronavirus increase. 13-year-old Ismail Mohammed Abdul Wahab is one of the latest victims to die in London. UK Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says while there are hopeful signs the infection spread is flattening, this is not the time to relax.
While the rate of testing is increasing, we must go further, faster. A critical constraint on the ability to rapidly increase testing capacity is the availability of the chemical reagents which are necessary in the testing. The Prime Minister and the Health Secretary are working with companies worldwide to ensure that we get the material we need to increase tests of all kinds.
The death toll in the United States has risen above 3,500, more than in China, where the coronavirus originated. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has revealed his brother has been infected.
I don't care how smart, how rich, how powerful you think you are. I don't care how young, how old. This virus is the great equalizer. My brother Chris is positive for coronavirus, found out this morning.
The Trump administration has released projections showing the US could experience between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths. President Donald Trump is warning of a tough 2 weeks ahead and says people are fighting for their lives in New York.
As a nation, we face a difficult few weeks as we approach that really important day when we're going to see things get better all of a sudden. And it's going to be like a burst of light. I really think and I hope our strength will be tested and our endurance will be tried. But America will answer with love and courage.
The South African government is implementing widespread coronavirus screening. Alexandra resident Nono Zitha has been tested and she is nervous about the outcome.
I have to be scared because I don't know my results yet, because this sickness is a serious disease. People are dying, so we are taking it serious. So before you get the results, you are obviously going to be scared because you don't know where you stand.
In Europe, a 12-year-old girl who died in Belgium is thought to be the youngest coronavirus victim. Greece has identified its first refugee case of coronavirus at overcrowded migrant camps. The country went into lockdown last month. Italy's death toll has now exceeded 12,000 people, but the pandemic is slowing down. A minute's silence was held at the Vatican and across Italian cities, including Milan, where the mayor, Giuseppe Sala, observed flags flown at half-mast to honour the lives lost.
From what I can understand from our government is that at least until Easter, nothing will change. Moreover, that the time until Easter, which is 10 days from now, it'll be used to understand how to get gradually back on. Not to normality, because until we have a vaccine, there will be no normality, but at least reaching a discrete functioning of our economy and our work.
Italy is strongly emphasising the need for social distancing. In Asia, Indonesia has also responded strongly to the coronavirus, declaring a public health emergency. President Joko Widodo has signed a deal to give financial authorities the power to take steps to preserve public health and the economy. Earlier, the World Health Organization warned the epidemic is far from over in Asia and the Pacific. India is cracking down on religious gatherings, sealing off a Muslim missionaries group's headquarters. At least two dozen people who attended a mosque in New Delhi have tested positive to coronavirus. Sikh religious leader Sant Baba Kashmir Singh describes the disruptions and also how food is being distributed.
Due to the lockdown, businesses, factories, industries are all shut. So in the Dera, we have assigned duty to volunteers. They receive calls from people in various colonies in the city, saying that in any particular colony at any particular location, they need food for 200 to 500 or 800 to 1,000 people, and it is then prepared in the Dera and sent to the respective locations.
Holy sites in Jerusalem have also been sanitized. A global tally by Johns Hopkins University in the United States showed there are more than 850,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus and more than 40,000 people have died. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.